with Custodians of the Planet. Custodians of the Planet brings consciousness to environmental issues and looks at different perspectives regarding the tensions and harmony of human activities in a changing climate. The 28th of September was a historic day that will resonate long in the future. In this episode, we talk about that the strike and what the movement has already achieved and what it means going forward. The climate strike movement was created and led by 16-year-old Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg, who in August 2018 powerfully went on strike by herself in front of the Swedish parliament. Stories move hearts, minds and bodies, and Thunberg's stories is an authentic call to action, demanding a livable future. Greta's stories and leadership gave the global strike movement something real and where everyone felt welcome to stand up and demand a livable future. School children, parents, university students, white collars, workers, professional scientists, scholars, Aboriginal elders, plus many, many more groups of people felt moved to action by Greta's call. More than 300,000 Australians felt moved enough to strike. On a global scale, the climate strike took place at least in 150 countries, and it made us feel connected, expressing how shared values of how we want to live on this planet. The day was a significant global demonstration of power and solidarity, and it was definitely inspiring for everyone. At the climate strike across Australia, the demands and the expectations of the participants from federal government are committed to an end to all new coal, oil and gas projects, including the Adani mine development threatening the Great Barrier Reef up north, 100% renewable energy generation and exports by 2030, and funding for a fair transition into new jobs for fossil fuel workers and communities. Custodians of the Planet spoke with activists from Sydney about why they're walking out today. Now let's hear some participants about why they attended the strike.
Tell the government not to stop polluting the world.
To make sure that the government takes climate change more seriously.
Just to show some support.
I'm very concerned about the lack of leadership and action being taken on climate change in Australia, and so I'm hoping that People Power can help move and shift some of those political perspectives.
Because I think it's a really important issue and the government isn't doing enough to step up about it, and the kids have a really good point.
I think it's the most important issue that we can face in our lifetimes.
By being here, you're just registering that you care about it.
And later we ask how attending to this strike is potentially powerful. Let's hear why.
We need to show the numbers. If you don't show up, people, they won't take you seriously. So yeah, the more people, the better.
Oh, it's hugely powerful. One, it demonstrates just how many people believe in climate change and know that there's a need for action. And the other is on a much more personal level, is that it can be quite anxiety-inducing to know that there is this crisis of life happening and no action. And so being able to participate through a movement face-to-face means that it helps me feel like I'm doing something actively about it.
If you go out in person, it actually sends a really clear message as opposed to just a petition with a bunch of signatures. I think that really makes a difference. And if you want the government to see just how many people are here and then around other locations in the country, that a whole lot of people actually do care about this issue.
It's not a fringe concern, and I consider myself fairly mainstream in society, and we've all got to get out and express our dissatisfaction with the lack of action, and you know, especially when change is so possible and we can prosper with the right kind of change to fix this problem, or at least ameliorate the terrible consequences of climate change.
There are a few outcomes of the strike. First of all, climate strike was also 3 days before the UN climate summit. It definitely ramped up the ambition and shaped the conversations at the summit. Secondly, attending the strike affected individual perceptions attitudes and behaviors. According to studies, striking can promote the psychological factors most important for fighting against climate change. And this applies to everyone, including adults and kids. While the youth are leading us in the strike is also going to have a powerful impact on them. Imagine you're young. This strike is shaping your attitudes, your values, your perception of the world, your self-efficiency, and it will be an unforgettable moment in your life. It should give us great hope that the youth will all become voters someday soon. Thirdly, as the issue is being dragged into the mainstream by these young individuals, the private sector is responding by getting on board. We saw the creation of the business not as usual, a pledge that was taken on by around 1,000 firms. This initiative called businesses to stretch their edges, whether it's closing the doors, having a meeting free day, allowing a long lunch, or sending an email to make it clear that teams won't be penalized for taking few hours off. The number one reason people couldn't strike on Friday was because of work, as capitalism won't allow its operations to be broken. The pledge asked businesses to dig down the values and break this cycle. And I think this initiative is an important demonstration of things that are about to change. Royal Prince Alfred Hospital even found time for a 1-minute strike at 2:30 p.m. to demonstrate their solidarity. In addition to that, the first time in Amazon's history, corporate employees have participated in a walkout demonstration. As a result, CEO Jeff Bezos announced that the company is preparing a pact to follow Paris Climate Agreement. It was a common scene to witness school kids were shouting at the top of their voices. And I thought to myself, is this because they're terrified or excited about their future? This journey we've been on about climate change, it's a mix of hope and despair. It comes in waves, ups and downs. It goes without saying, hope is coming from new momentum thanks to the youth movement's energy. And the despair is always looming when we think of the glacial pace of political action and the level of global cooperation required. It is important to use a variety of strategies for combating climate change and bringing down our emissions. Climate change won't disappear with physical protests, but these protests can and hopefully will lead to a political organization and real action. While we hold hope for the political will to turn, on an individual level, there are things we can do. The first thing that comes to mind, you may use your purchasing power wisely by protesting with your wallet and supporting companies which do good for the environment and directing your money away from those that don't. Climate strike is definitely gaining momentum and we're starting to feel that together we are powerful. Yeah.
most important verse was the one they made up in Montgomery, Alabama. Said, we are not afraid. There's a lot of people in this world, they know what's right and what's wrong, but they're not gonna do anything about it. Somebody has to be willing to sing, we are not afraid.
We are not afraid.
For this episode, I'd like to say special thanks to Rachel Berry for editing this book, and also the platform that the call is for. I'm Dana Zimbus, thank you for listening, and stay tuned for the next episode.